This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this afternoon, an update from Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce. Thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure to be here, Kyle.
So let's talk about some of the things going on in Douglas County. And it seems like county government and just some of the projects, some of the things this time of year, have really focused a lot over in the coastal areas. Tell us more about that.
So summertime's always a busy time for the county. You know, we've got the budget process finalized, and we're working on starting the beginning of our new fiscal year. You know, in June we wrap up the old fiscal year, and July starts the new fiscal year, which means, new budgeted projects get underway. And over at the coast, we have several that we're working on this summer. We have some that are completed, some that are in process, and some that have yet to be begun, but I'll talk about a few of those. So the first thing is, when we did the Winchester Bay RV Resort expansion a few years ago, that required that we close the RV dump station that was located in Winchester Bay. And the reason for that is the sanitation system over there has limited capacity to take RV effluent because too much of it at one time fouls up the process that they use to digest the material in the sanitation plant. So we basically traded the RV dump station that was there for the expansion at the RV resort. But we also have a lot of dry camping opportunity over in the coast. So people that camp on the Middle Spit and out at Half Moon Bay do a dry camping setup where they really need to have the opportunity to dump their travel trailers when they leave to head home. And we wanted to reopen that dump station. So that took hiring an engineer to evaluate the need and come up with a design that allowed us to put in some underground tanks to capture the effluent and then meter the flow of that effluent into the sanitation system so that it didn't mess up their process. And that was all completed and constructed, and it opened about 2 weeks ago. So it's a double drive-through RV dump station, state-of-the-art, with debit card or credit card payment type that unlocks the foot that's on the ground so people can't go in and dump illegally. And we paved that whole end of the Middle Spit out there and the driveway through the Oyster, the Umpqua Oysters parking lot out there. We paved all that, and it all looks really, really nice.
So is something like that common in other parts of the Oregon coast, or is this a bit unique?
You know, there's RV dump stations everywhere. I don't think there's any that are this well designed. And I'm not sure that there wasn't, that there's any that are as much needed. You know, we put an extra load on Reedsport's RV dump station when we closed ours. So they upgraded theirs as well. We actually helped them do that with some money through the Douglas County Industrial Development Board. But there's dump stations everywhere. There just aren't very many that are this nice.
And what kind of led to this push? Because it does seem like in the last few years, you're looking at more of the coastal areas as a place to work on projects like this and develop some things that weren't already there.
Well, that's true, but we're investing everywhere. And really what we're doing is we're sort of taking a different strategy on how we run the Parks Department and Salmon Harbor, and we're investing in things that people are really willing to pay for. You know, we had to implement day-use parking fees for a while to get some operating capital into the system, but that program's now over, and we took those monies and used them as matching funds to get some grants to invest in things that that people really want to pay for. And so what we have now is a very robust recreational system throughout the county, and we have invested heavily at the coast, but we have projects coming up in Canyonville and some other places where we're just investing in the types of facilities that people are wanting to go use on the weekends and on their vacations to recreate, and that generates operating revenue that supports the entire department. So the idea, again, is to keep the day-use parks free and allowed to be used by all the public and enjoyed, but by investing in things that people are willing to spend money on that support the rest of the system.
And though I didn't get over there, I'm told by people that were that, for instance, the recent Dune Fest event shows just how much interest there is in recreating over there.
It was absolutely packed, Kyle. I got the opportunity during Dune Fest to actually fly over there and take some aerial photos of all of the facilities that were just completely packed. But, you know, Dune Fest is one big event, but the truth is all of our facilities are, you know, 80 to 90% occupancy all summer. And we call it the tourist season, you know, from essentially the end of May to the 1st of October. There doesn't seem to be enough capacity to meet the need of the people that want to recreate at the coast. And all of us folks from the valley who get hot like to go to the coast to cool down, and it's just a great place. And we've got, you know, lots of other projects in the works going on over there as well.
Yeah, so talk about some of the other things that you're looking at doing over there.
Yeah, so when we bought the old Discovery Point RV and Mpoma Home Park, we changed the name to Umpqua Dunes, and we rehabilitated the south loop of that. And part of that included burning down the old wooden buildings that were there that were run down and really not sanitary. That included like the little ATV rental shop and the store that were located right within the park. So we've begun the process of replacing those assets inside the park. So we call it the commercial building project. There's a 4,500 square foot commercial building being built in Umpqua Dunes RV Park as we speak. It will hold a laundry facility for the park users, a small convenience store with some hot food opportunities. You'll be able to buy fuel for your machines that you run on the sand over there, and propane and firewood and basic grocery needs and all that stuff right in the park. You know, we have a lot of people that go over there and camp or even for day use that want to have access to those sorts of things. And this will be a great opportunity for them. So we actually put out a request for proposals for private sector operators to come in and just lease the building from us. And we got an operator who was successful in winning that award to run that facility that we're really excited about. They're new to the area. They've been in the RV business for 25 years running other campgrounds, and they're going to operate that store there. And we think they're going to do a fantastic job, and I really can't wait to see it get finished.
And it seems like this coastal area of the county, I mean, obviously is a very much of a tourism draw, not just people in the central part of the county, but folks from lots of other places too.
Oh yeah, there's folks from all over the country that come. Matter of fact, I was over there doing a story with our PIO on the museum and gift shop a couple weeks ago, and we ran into four kids that were there from Michigan. And they were asking questions and just, you know, checking it out. I had the opportunity to put them in my Jeep and take them out on the dunes for a few minutes and show them what that's all about. But there's people from literally all over the world. The lighthouse is a huge draw. It's not just the coast, but it's actually the Douglas County coast that has some special things about it that draw people there. You know, obviously the fishing season's happening right now, but the lighthouse and our segment of the dunes, especially with the amenities that we're putting in, are just going to continue to make that grow. When folks have an opportunity to come to the dunes and they can unload their machine and go out on the dunes and have access to gas and food and get an ice cream cone and a soda pop, you know, without having to get back in their tow vehicle and drive to town, that creates a whole different user experience that's pretty top shelf. And we have assets over there as far as campgrounds to match everyone's needs, and every campground that we have, you know, has a little different offering and caters to a little different crowd. So the RV resort's real high end, and it's clean and nice, and it's no ATVs allowed in there. So, you know, for the vacationers and the snowbirders, that's their spot. And then we have Windy Cove A&B, where ATVers allowed, fishermen allowed. There's full hookups in there. It's been newly renovated. There's a road to get your ATV from there to the sand. And then we have dry camping opportunities at Half Moon Bay. And then our project that we're really working on right now is Umpqua Dunes, and it's going to be a premier top shelf ATV destination when we're done.
You mentioned the lighthouse, and it was a number of years ago, maybe a decade or so, that the county got more involved with that, because there was a potential at one point that that might have gone away.
Yeah, and the county recognized that as an asset and realized that, you know, it would be tragic to see it go away. And the county invested a lot of money over the years to keep the thing maintained and going. And just recently, we've sort of changed that effort and modified the operation up there with a new gift shop and a food opportunity. So there's, if you haven't gone to see it, go see it. The Lighthouse staff, Jamie Davis, from the Douglas County Museums, in charge of that whole operation. And they've just really done a great job at converting what used to be an old equipment garage into a new cafe and gift shop. They've got great clam chowder and fudge and all kinds of things there. And that thing has really turned around to where it's busy and it provides a revenue opportunity that helps support the entire county museum system.
All right, more on county government with Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246, inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1. Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce in with us, focusing on things happening in coastal Douglas County. One of the aspects of having a section of the county over at the coast is a whole lot more roads to take care of. And I'm sure that's something that the county's got to work on a lot. Now, some of those, of course, are state roads, but you've got a lot of county roads to maintain for a county the population size that we are.
Yeah, so Douglas County is over 5,000 square miles and goes from, you know, essentially the Cascade Summit all the way to the ocean. And as you mentioned, there's some state highways in there, but we do have enough county road to stretch all the way from the Mexican border to the Canadian border that we have to maintain. And of course, some of those are over the coast. So we have a coastal road division that's stationed in Reedsport that does that work over there. And of course, this isn't our project, but an exciting new project that's coming to completion if you're driving to the coast is the new Scottsburg Bridge. And I've been over it lots and lots of times. It's fantastic, significant improvement to that corridor, improves access to the coast considerably. It's going to be much safer and easier to use than the old bridge was. Matter of fact, the old bridge is all completely torn out now, so I'm over there back and forth very often. But it's a great drive, and it's a blessing to be the commissioner that gets to be the liaison commissioner to the coast. Not that the other commissioners don't get over there as much as I do, because they do, but it's genuinely a pleasure to be the coastal guy, because you get to drive over there all the time and just be a part of that community, and I love it.
Well, and your background really is the coast, right?
Yeah, I grew up on the Southern Oregon coast in Gold Beach, and I played sports against, you know, all these other coastal towns and built relationships with people that used to be our opponents in high school, but are now are friends from these other communities. I've got dear friends that I used to compete against in high school sports that are from Reedsport and Douglas High School and Florence and all those places. But I guess that salt water's kind of in my blood from growing up over there.
And the bridge project, I mean, that got pushed forward essentially by a few accidents that caused some structural issues, and the final one I think was a large truck or something, but building a bridge of that size and over the, you know, just looking at the land space you've got to cover there, no easy thing. I mean, I know it's an ODOT project, but it's by the impact of, you know, if you didn't have that, you know, how things would be different.
Yeah, and we were, I mean, I hate to say we're fortunate to have an accident, but there was an accident that sort of raised the attention level about what the bridge needed to be and the importance of it. But really, it was part of a much bigger strategic plan, and the county, although it is an ODOC project, was very involved in lobbying the legislature to move that up in their priority list, because it's part of the bigger picture about you know, emergency management for things like the Cascadia earthquake that is, you know, hanging out there and supposed to happen anytime, and just a key piece of the corridor to connect the valley to the coast, and a big project.
So what else is going on over in the coastal areas that the county's working on?
Yeah, so we have the Umpqua Dunes project. The commercial building right now is sort of in mid-stage. It's all up, and you can see what it's going to look like. It's all, siding or plywood in, and the roof's on, and the trusses are up, and so you can see what that's going to look like. But coming after that is what I call the North Loop rehab. So when we bought that park, and we essentially eliminated all the stuff out of the south end of the park and completely remodeled it with new spaces and asphalt, and now we've got grant money coming in that's going to start the North Loop rehab of that facility in October, and that'll be a new restroom facility in the north end of the park, and again 50 amp services. There'll be a few less spaces in the park when we get done, but they'll have more room, and there's some cabins and things that we're going to put in there, and then that I call that phase two, and then the phase three of that project will be a year or so out, where we actually do an expansion to the existing footprint of the park. There's a land that we own that goes south into the actual dunes that we will end up adding some spaces to the park that currently don't exist. So that's sort of what's next on the agenda. We're also working on a dredging project. It's been difficult to keep the harbor dredged over the years because we have to piggyback on an Army Corps of Engineers dredging project, which they haven't really been available. And dredging super expensive, so the dredging permit that we have now requires that the dredge spoils be put on a barge and taken 3 miles out into the ocean to dump and then come back. And you can imagine, you know, the cost of just that portion alone. So I've got a team of folks that are working with the Army Corps of Engineers and Department of State Lands to modify our dredging agreement, and we have money budgeted actually to buy our own dredge. It's really state of the art. It's a suction dredge, which basically vacuums up the bottom of the harbor, and you can deposit those spoils on dry land. And we're actually looking at depositing the spoils in portions of the harbor that are currently water, that don't need to be water, will never be used for anything, to convert those into more buildable land adjacent to the RV resort, so that we can expand the RV resort again in the future. So if you can imagine having the ability to create more commercial real estate that generates about $75,000 a year per acre, and also save the cost of dredging at the same time, that's a project that I'm working on over there right now.
Well, and dredging is such an important factor just when you figure out, or when you figure what happens if you don't dredge.
Yeah, and we're seeing the effects of that right now. You know, there's places in the harbor right now where on extremely low tides, the boats will sit on the bottom. And we just can't have that. And the program that's been in place for dredging for these small coastal harbors in the past hasn't worked. The state's worked at trying to fix it, and that hasn't worked. And really, we need to be able to take matters into our own hands and have the right equipment and the right permitting to be able to do that ourselves. It's not something that's out of reach for us. The technology that's available in this new dredge is really nice. It's not a big machine, but it actually attaches. You put it in the harbor, and it attaches to the bank in four different positions, and it's programmable, so it'll kind of go around like a Roomba and just do its thing without having to be manned. So really neat technology that's available, and hope to see that work in here in the next year or so.
I'm just trying to picture that now. A dredge like a Roomba.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Final 30 seconds. Anything else you want to share about what's going on?
I just encourage people to get up and go over there and see for themselves. There's great projects over there. The folks over there are very welcoming. It's a neat part of Douglas County that a lot of us from the Valley don't get to go see often. And get over there and check it out. And there's a lot of neat things happening. And those are our neighbors over there. So.
All right, Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.